that age.
And that is a cute little rascal.
How tall is he?
Oh, he's about...
Oh, I'd say maybe...
30, 28, 30
inches,
maybe.
Oh, my goodness.
He was bigger than what we had figured for.
Oh,
he's
on. Any special term for an unbroken horse? One that hasn't been broken to the saddle yet?
Oh, yeah, I'd call him a bronc.
And any special term for a spotted pony? And a small jackass, any special term?
Donkey.
Any special term here for a herd of saddle horses?
For a herd of saddle horses? Well, they'd be called a band.
A band?
Yes.
Now this...
I don't know whether that would... specifically refer to saddle horses or not, but it'd be a band of horses.
This question doesn't really have much sense for Oklahoma. I took this because down in Texas they still use the term Remuda. That would be the mounts that one rider has.
Mm-hmm.
Each rider would have his Remuda.
Mm-hmm.
But we just don't have the thing.
Well, that would, when you'd say Remuda, that would specify saddle horses to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But would this be a recent word that you used, or?
Well, when you're talking about horses, most of them aren't recent. The words involved.
Yeah, I was thinking though.
I suppose a more modern word would be a herd of horses.
Uh huh. I was talking to one man, and he said, oh, I call him a Remuda. And we talked a little further, and he said, oh, I never had any horses. I never knew much about them, but I started watching television. I realized this wasn't the case with you, but I thought maybe you picked up a term here. What did you put on the foot of a horse?
Horseshoe.
Horseshoe?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you call a horse's foot?
His hoof.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use these horseshoes for anything other than shoeing a horse?
Well, yes, we used them to pitch horseshoes.
And if you're raising sheep, what animals would you have?
Oh, you'd have a ram and a ewe.
Uh-huh. And you raise sheep for meat or
nut? For meat or wool, I mean.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned a hog pen. What would you keep in there?
It keeps the hogs, sows, and the pigs.
Uh-huh. Now, hogs, sows, and pigs, the hogs would be the male?
Well, hogs to me means all of them.
That's just the
general term.
Uh-huh. What would the male be?
Boar.
And he has those big
tusks.
Tusks? How about those thick hairs on him?
Bristles.
Mm-hmm. What do you put the feed for your hogs in?
Well, we put it in a feeder or a trough.
Is this out in the pasture, or in the hog pen, rather, or?
Well, usually in the pens.
Uh-huh.
I usually refer to anything that you have to replenish the supply daily as a trough.
Uh-huh.
And then the self-feeders is...
That's the good time.
That's a good time, yeah.